Prime Minister Andrew Holness made his contribution to the 2018-2019 budget debate in the House of Representatives on March 20. We share highlights on today's program. I'm Anthony Morgan and this is Budget Watch. Former Minister of Finance and the Public Service Audley Shaw closed the 2018-19 budget debate on March 21. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made his contribution a day earlier, sharing plans to provide Jamaicans with more opportunities for prosperity. Among these, increased jobs and housing solutions. Mr. Holness says more young people are to benefit from the government's Housing Opportunity, Production and Employment Hope program this year. The program has secured some $60 million through the Development Bank of Jamaica to increase training and placement island-wide.
500 young persons will be placed at the Ministry of Health in the Vector Control Corps and the Medical Assistant Corps. This will help, Mr. Speaker, with disease prevention. 6,000 young persons will be placed across ministries, departments and agencies in documentation and the digitization core, in keeping with our policy of digitizing the government. 1,000 interns will be placed at the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries as part of the verification and audit core.
Over 1,000 young people will also be deployed in the Hospitality Service Corps and the Transportation Cadet Corps across various projects. The Jamaica Information Service has benefited from over $28 million from the Chase Fund to digitize its archives compiled over decades. Prime Minister Holness says that project will employ persons from the HOPE program. The National Unattached Youth Program will also be absorbed under HOPE. Meanwhile, more Jamaicans are to get access to land titles in the coming months. This as the merge of the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP, into the National Land Agency will officially get underway April this year. Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the merger will create a new titling agency and a legal machinery to systematically deal with the titling of all parcels of land in Jamaica. The merger will last for a transitional period of 12 months.
It is projected that 20,000 parcels of land will be registered with titles over a three-year period and will be partly funded by the National Housing Trust in the sum of $2 billion. Under the current LAMP, the cost of producing a title is $192,000 per parcel. Under the proposed systematic program, the cost of producing a title will be reduced to approximately $134,000 per parcel.
The Prime Minister says the merger is in keeping with the public sector rationalization plan. In the meantime, the Housing Agency of Jamaica is to begin construction of 1,866 housing solutions in the new financial year. Prime Minister Holness says the National Housing Trust, NHT, is also partnering with private sector developers to build up to 22 housing starts by 2020.
These 22,000 housing starts will be spread across Jamaica, and we are innovating to achieve these higher levels of housing outputs. That simple action, we are certain, Mr. Speaker, will bring in private sector participation in this segment of the market and will augment the NHT's capacity in providing housing for the poor people of Jamaica.
This program will also allow the NHT to bring to market more than 4,000 affordable housing solutions in the first instance. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the push to increase business process outsourcing BPO space by both the public and private sector will continue in the 2018-19 fiscal year. He says the government has signed off on a partnership initiative to develop a comprehensive BPO campus on lands at Old Hope Road, consisting of 300,000 square feet of purpose-built BPO space. The space will accommodate retail, medical facilities and other amenities, and will provide approximately 4,000 new seats and 8,000 new jobs.
It is strategically located in what we want to develop as the University Township Belt. For strategic reasons, we are pushing that development because it could create a network, a nucleus right there, a new industry, a new node of economic activity.
Prime Minister Holness says plans are also underway for the build-out of BPO spaces in Portmore and Ferry St. Catherine, St. James and Mandeville. That was Budget Watch. It's now on to the sectoral debate, and we'll be right here watching and bringing you the highlights. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.